Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there, welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 117. So our topic today is one you probably haven't heard before: eat less vegetables. Yep, you heard right, eating less veggies. Anyway, before we get to the episode, I have to share the best bite that I had. So on Sunday, we had a big family get together with my dad and some aunts and an uncle and and my sister came down from Sydney with her children, which was so fantastic. Anyway, the best bite I had was my sister's cheesecake. So she made, like my mom used to make this amazing cheesecake. And so my sister made her version of it with ginger nut in the base. It's like a set cheesecake. And it's like, it was just so good to have that. A, because it was delicious, of course, but also because of the nostalgia and just the connection to family that that cheesecake has and the significance. Like when I was growing up, that was my favorite dessert that my mom used to make. So like, it was just so beautiful to have that connection. And I've made the cheesecake myself, but having my sister make it like just like really enhanced the experience. So it was just a great reminder of A, how much I love cheesecake, but also B, like how like there's so much more to food than just calories and nutrition, and that connection, that sense of family, that tradition, that's so special. Plan for today is we're going to be talking about eating less vegetables. So first of all, I'll start off with the story of why I actually recommend eating less vegetables. Then we're going to talk about six reasons, like my six reasons of actually why this is, like, I think this is important. Then we're going to talk about what to do instead. And I've got a bonus tip to share for you as well. So story behind this episode, one of the things that, like, on my journey of becoming a naturally healthy person who listens to their body and does like the whole intuitive eating thing, like I used to like subscribe to this more like for vegetables, more is better, like than that you should be having as much as you can possibly fit in. And on my journey to learning to listen to my body, I started just playing around with, okay, what if it's actually better for me to just trust, like listen to my body and let my body guide me rather than letting my brain tell me, you know, that I should be having more and more vegetables. Like just experimenting with that and playing around with that, I just felt so much better when I wasn't trying to shove all these veggies in. Like I was able to listen to my tummy. Like it made the whole process so much easier. And it just like made me feel a lot calmer around food as well, because I wasn't like, I stopped having that thought of, oh, I should be having more. I'm not having enough. I just let that go and went, I can trust my body to guide me to the right amount. It knows better than me. Like, let's just let it do its thing, get out of the way. And it just made it so feel so much more calm. Having gone through that, I was like, yeah, like definitely I wouldn't go back to just overeating vegetables all the time. But then the reason I decided to do this episode was I was coaching a client and she obviously in the Naturally Healthy Club wanting to lose some weight. And she was finding that she was getting really stressed about dinner because, and she's having some IBS problems, but she was finding dinner time really stressful and she wasn't enjoying her food because still had this dieting thought of that I should be eating like 400 grams or like a pound of vegetables and I'm not getting enough vegetables. So that was like this thought, was that she was not getting enough vegetables, and it was really freaking her out and stressing her out. So I just like coached her on it and just suggested that she play around with the idea that her body's going to guide her and she'll get enough and just let go of this like magic number that she should be hitting this many vegetables every day. The calm that she felt like instantly, as soon as I said that to her, I was like, yeah, you actually don't have to like really change everything. I was like, yes, I need to do a podcast episode and tell more people that let yourselves on the off the hook with the whole eat more vegetables message. So that's the story why I decided to do this episode. Let's now talk about like six reasons to eat less vegetables. So I think the first reason, which I definitely noticed from working with my client and in myself as well, is just, it just, when you're not having this goal to eat more vegetables and like, you know, how do you ever know if you're getting enough vegetables then? If it's always like, I should be having more. When you decide that, yep, whatever I eat is going to be enough, it just takes so much pressure off this need to be this perfect healthy person who's eating all these vegetables. So that's the first reason. And for that alone, I think it's worth it. Just remove that pressure from your relationship with food and from yourself. Like, it's much more calm and peaceful thing. So that's the first reason. Next is letting go of this idea that I should be eating more vegetables. It actually removes an excuse. So for a lot of people, and there's someone else that I'm coaching at the moment, one of her stories about why she couldn't be healthy and why she couldn't lose weight was because she hated cooking and that she didn't like eating vegetables. And this is one that comes up. So therefore, like if I don't like eating vegetables, therefore it's impossible. I can't eat enough vegetable. I can't eat vegetables. I don't want to eat vegetables. Therefore, it's impossible for me to be healthy and to like, you know, be at my ideal weight. It's fascinating because I've got someone in the group who I've like been coaching on this. I was just like, yeah, like let's just focus on the skill of listening to your body and not get hung up about if you're having, like, let's not change what you're eating. Let's just change how much you're eating and let's see what happens there. And so she's like been losing weight really consistently because she's tuning into her body and she's let go of this, like this story that she should be eating more vegetables, which was blocking her, and actually just hasn't really changed what she's been eating at all. But what she has changed is the quantity that she's been eating. And of course, like is following on to how like her scale, her relationship with food, it's like it's she's feeling better about what she's eating because she doesn't have this little voice in her saying, oh, you should be having more vegetables. Like she's just feeling it calm. She's eating what she's like. She feels good. It's just so much better. So it's just removed one of the excuses that she had. And so it's like removed a barrier for her being healthy. So that's another really, really powerful reason. The next one I think is actually from a nutrition perspective, eating less vegetables can actually be helpful because you know, there's a whole thing in like, you know, dieting of like, you know, vegetables are free food, so you can just eat as many as you like. And so what that promotes is just this overeating of vegetables, which makes you feel really full, but then you're like not actually able to eat the protein that you need. And so you're filling up on vegetables, great, you feel really stuffed at mealtime, but then you're really hungry like a few hours later because your body's like, okay, well, we've got these veggies, but look, I need some protein here. Give me some amino acids. And it's looking for the protein. So then you're like a couple of hours later, your body's hungry and you're looking for food again because you haven't met your protein requirements. So that's the second reason to eat less vegetables is because it's making space for you to get that protein, which is going to help you feel satisfied for longer, which is going to prevent future overeating and snacking and grazing. So this satiety piece is a huge thing. And I think particularly in the you know, current climate where there's so much talk about eating less meat and eating more plants, you know, if that's your choice, great. However, like you don't want to eat more plant, like eat more vegetables at the sacrifice of not giving your body enough protein because like our bodies can't store protein. So we need to be getting enough protein every day. So that's another key one. Then our fourth one is if you're eating less vegetables, it stops overloading your digestive system. So, and particularly if you are someone who is sensitive to IBS, which my client is, but I think we all are, like you can totally overeat and cause your gut like so many problems. And I actually was guilty of this recently. I made a whole roasted cauliflower. It's like one of my current obsessions is like roasting a whole cauliflower and you've got all these crispy bits on the outside and it's all melting in the middle and it's just so delicious. And so I actually ate like almost half a cauliflower in one sitting. It was a big cauliflower. And then I was like, oh, that was not a good idea because I like felt bloated and was just really tough on my digestive system and I was getting cramping and all the stuff that we won't go into. But yeah, so when we eat too many vegetables, if like particularly if you're not used to eating that quantity of vegetables, like your gut microbes aren't, you don't have the right microbes down there. And so it causes like more problems than and so then you're getting like, you know, constipation or diarrhea, which is like impacting your ability to absorb nutrients and then like just getting into that cycle of not goodness. Whereas if you're like cutting back on vegetables, then like, or you're eating a reasonable amount of vegetables, yes, you can get you're able to absorb the nutrition from the vegetables, but you're not putting your system under stress. So you're not causing like big problems there in that way. Okay. And then number five, when you don't have this prime directive of that, it should be eating more vegetables, it really helps with learning to listen to your body. Because if you've got that thought, oh, I should be having more, like that's really hard to like stop eating when you've body feels satisfied because there's this like your brain's worried that you're not getting enough. And so it's pushing you to overeat. Whereas if you like go into a meal with the thought that I'm going to get enough vegetables, I just need to listen to my body, then it means you're way less likely to overeat. It means that you are able to tune into what your body's actually telling you. And we all know that that feels so much better and it becomes this like good cycle. And this is one like, you know, I've totally been guilty of, but it still comes up for me as like, yeah, but you know, this is just broccoli. This is healthy food. I should be having my healthy food. And like, you just want to let that go. And particularly like often like people will be, you know, snacking and grazing and then comes to mealtime like, well, I need to get my veggies in. So I'm going to overeat now, eat more than I really weigh more than I need. And like too many calories is too many calories. So it doesn't matter whether it comes from broccoli or from the chocolate biscuit, chocolate cookie, like if you're giving your body more than it needs, it's going to be impossible for you to be naturally healthy and to feel good in your clothes. Overeating is overeating. And then the final one, the reason to eat less vegetables, which is kind of an extension of number five, so this idea of listening to our body, is that it builds self-trust. Like when you're eating in balance, when you're not overeating, even if it is healthy food, if you're not overeating and gross, like making yourself feel gross and bloated, like that feels really good. And it builds that self-trust of, yeah, I can trust my body. I know what I'm doing. Like, and also like that you're not looking to outside like experts to tell you what you should and shouldn't be eating. Like it just builds that sense of agency and sovereignty of like, yeah, I know what's best for my body. So it just shuts down a lot of that confusion of like having to, should I be eating, you know, soy or should I not? Like just listen to your body. How does it feel? Like, and when you are able to have that self-trust, like that just feels so calm and so good. And it just tunes out so much of the like mental clutter and it just makes your relationship with foods feel so much better. So our six reasons were, just to recap. So the first is that it just takes the pressure off, which is reason enough, I think. Then the next one is it removes the excuses or removes one of the barriers to you being naturally healthy and like being at your ideal weight, because you don't have to, if you're not trying to eat more vegetables when you hate them, it's just taking that one extra hurdle for you to jump. The third one is like it's making, if you're eating less vegetables, then there's more space for you to get the protein that your body needs, which means that you'll feel more satisfied, which means you're less likely to graze and over-snack later on in the day. The fourth is if you're eating less vegetables, it stops you overloading your digestive system and causing problems with all those things that we discussed. And then number five was it enables you, it empowers you to listen to your body and let your body decide rather than some nutrition expert deciding. And the final one is that it builds self-trust. Cool. So what do we do instead? Like now I've sold you on like letting go of this idea that I should be eating more. What do we want to do instead? So what we want to do is just like learn this skill of listening to your body and what that looks like. It's like slowing down. It's like, so when you're eating, like focusing on the food, so turning off the distractions and actually tuning into the meal that you're eating and just physically checking in with your tummy. Like how does it, at the beginning, how are you feeling? At halfway through, how are you feeling? And then having that physical check-in of letting your tummy guide you and just slowing down when you're eating, like, because there's like the faster we eat, A, the less we enjoy it, but B, the harder it is for us to tune into those six satiety signals. So that's what we want to do instead, is just radically listen to our bodies and just trust that our bodies are guiding us. They know what's best for us in any given moment and that it can change over time, but they're going to help us navigate that. My bonus tip for you is like, if you're worried about like the fiber in vegetables and just keeping regular, which you know, if you aren't going to be overeating on vegetables, that can be a concern. So what I do there is just make sure that you've got something where that you're having that consistent fiber every day. So whether that's oat bran or psyllium is another good one. I love linseeds or flax seeds. So I take like 4 tablespoons of flax seeds a day. So then it doesn't matter, like with my vegetable intake, I know I've got that consistent fiber and it just keeps me really regular. So yeah, finding a way to include consistent fiber in your daily eating is a really good way to balance out the vegetables. Yeah, so that's it for today. So I hope you're feeling inspired to like let yourself off the hook around the vegetable thing. And if you want help finding the balance to being someone who can like tune into your body and listen to your body, then I'd love you to join me in the Naturally Healthy Club. So it's my 6-month group coaching program where you'll discover your personalized, simple, and doable process to change your relationship with food and your body So you enjoy eating well automatically and you feel good in your clothes, where you get this like best of both worlds thing where you get to enjoy food and you also feel good about yourself and you've got that health aspect covered. So if you're interested in that, just see the link in the show notes or go to my blog, which is thestonesoup.com, and click on the Naturally Healthy Club tab. And yeah, it's so fun and I would love to welcome you in. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll see you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup, 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.